On today's show, I'm talking about a major end times lie that 70% of born-again Christians say they believe in. It's a heresy. I want to talk to you about it. I'm also talking about the Marxist socialist nominee that President Biden has nominated to be over our banking system. It's unbelievable. And I'm answering your questions. I'm Jimmy Evans. Welcome to the Tipping Point Show. Welcome to the show today. I want to talk about this issue of heresy that is going around the church. And this is innocent for most people. I think that most people just don't realize, you know, the importance of this issue. But according to a recent poll that was done, 70% of believers, born-again Christians, believe that there are other religions that can get you saved and get you to heaven other than Christianity. Let me read you actually from this article from the Christian Post dated October 21st. It says, nearly 70% of born-again Christians disagree with the biblical position that Jesus is the only way to God, according to a new survey from Probe Ministries, a nonprofit that seeks to help the church in renewing the minds of believers with a Christian worldview. The survey, which looked at religious beliefs and attitudes toward cultural behaviors, polled 3,106 Americans ages 18 to 55 from all religious groups, including 717 respondents who identified as born-again Christians. Born-again respondents were identified based on their affirmative response to the question, "Have you ever made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ that is still important in your life today?" They were also identified by their belief about what happens after they die. Born-again believers agree that I will go to heaven because I confessed my sins and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Despite this claim by the self-identified born-again Christians in the study, however, among all respondents ages 18 to 39 who profess an affiliation with some religion, fewer than 1 out of 5 of them strongly disagree with the statement that Muhammad, Buddha, and Jesus all taught valid ways to God. The survey also found that among the top reasons given by born-again Christians for not telling others about their faith is the acceptance of pluralism. When born-again respondents chose, they can get to heaven through their different religious belief. We shouldn't impose our ideas on others, and the Bible tells us not to judge others, as their top 3 responses, respectively. Now, this is a heresy. The belief that other religions can get you to God is a heresy, okay? Because only Christianity, only Jesus can get you to God. You say, well, that's judgmental. No, it's the Bible. It's the absolute truth. And other people with other religions are on their way to hell. And we want to love them. We don't want to be self-righteous. We don't want to be mean toward them, but they're on the way to hell. Now, Jesus died for everybody. So I'm saying it's not like they can't be saved. They can be saved. But in their current state, if they're an atheist, if they're a Buddhist, if they're a Muslim, whatever they are, if they're not a born-again Christian, if they have not received Jesus, they're on their way to hell. And so rather than respecting them and saying, oh my gosh, your faith is equal to my faith, we need to pray for them. We need to do everything we can to lovingly share with them Jesus, because Jesus is the only one that solved the sin problem. I'll talk about that in just a minute. But also Christianity is the only grace-based religion on the earth. It's the only one where God came down and died for us to repair the relationship. All other religions are law-based or they're performance-based, where we have to do something to earn our way to heaven. So Christianity is completely unique. But here's what Jesus said about himself being the only way to God. This is John 14. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, this is wedding language. This is Jewish wedding language. And in the Jewish wedding language, the groom would leave his father's house with the bride price, come to the bride's house. He would pay her parents the bride price, and they would have a glass of wine with her parents. And that sealed the deal. That was made it official that they were now betrothed. And at the end of the glass of wine, he said, I will not drink the fruit of this cup again until I drink it with you in my Father's house. That's what Jesus said at the Last Supper, because it was all about a wedding. The groom then would go back to his father's house and prepare a house, a room, a huppah, for he and his bride to live. When he was finished, his father had to inspect it, and then his father had to tell him when he could go back and get his bride. Okay, and so that's why Jesus said, I don't know the day or the hour. Then he would come back and get his bride. They would go back to the father's house, and they would be married. This is what Jesus is talking about. I'm going to my father's house. In my father's house are many mansions. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and as surely as I prepare a place for you, I'll come back to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So this is all wedding language. And of course, Thomas says to him, we don't know where you're going, and we don't know the way. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is a definite article. If Jesus was only one way to God, and there are other religions that could get you there, he would have said, I am a way, I am a truth, and I am a life. That's not what he said. He said, I am the definite article. He is the only way to God. Okay, and so here's another issue. If there is another way to heaven, why would God the Father make Jesus suffer the way he did on the cross? Listen to Luke 22. It says, coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw. And he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Now, Luke is a doctor. The book of Luke was written by Luke, who is a doctor. He was not an apostle. He was a traveling companion of the Apostle Paul. And he's describing uniquely the suffering of Jesus. And it says that his sweat became like great drops of blood. That's called hematohidrosis. That is a medical condition that happens when someone is suffering so terribly that their blood vessels rupture into their sweat glands and they literally begin to sweat drops of blood. And so this is what's happening. So Jesus is in such great agony that he's begging God the Father, don't make me do this. I don't want to do this. Okay. Well, what was God the Father's answer? The torches of his betrayers. Judas came and kissed him on the cheek and betrayed him, and they took him away and crucified him. So God the Father, in response to his son's unbelievable suffering, was to make him go to the cross. Okay, well, if there are other ways to heaven, God the Father is a very, very cruel person. I mean, I don't want to be in heaven with that person. I have no respect for that person. If Islam, if Buddhism, if Hinduism, if New Age, if other religions, if being a good person could get me to heaven, and God the Father made Jesus die the way he did, I mean, how do you respect a God like that? That's terrible. It's just theater. In other words, it wasn't necessary for Jesus to die. It just made good theater. No, 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 no. Okay, that's not true. I have the ultimate respect for God the Father, and Jesus had to go to the cross, but here's another issue. Okay, so if there were other ways to heaven, why on earth would you ever choose Christianity? You've got to choose an easier way. I'm just saying for me personally, if there are other ways to heaven, if being a good person or New Age or something like that could get you to heaven, I'm choosing the easiest way I can. Because Christianity makes us repent. It makes us humble ourselves. It makes us follow Jesus to give, to forgive, to do many things that are not natural for us as human beings. And they're the right way to live. But I'm saying if I truly believed that all roads led to heaven and there were other ways, I would never choose Christianity. It would be the craziest thing in the world. But understand this also. So Jesus claims of himself that I am the only way to God the Father. Do you understand that Jesus claimed to be God? And Jesus also claimed that when they killed him, that he was going to rise from the dead and all these things. So Jesus said, I'm equal with God. I'm the only way to God. You know, all these kind of things. Do you realize if he wasn't telling the truth, he's a nutcase? Jesus is either the Son of God or he's a total nutcase. He's a lunatic. And I'm telling you, he is the Son of God. And here's the reason why Jesus' death is the only way to heaven. He is the only one who solved our sin problem. We have a sin problem that has separated us from God. Muhammad didn't solve the sin problem. Buddha didn't solve the sin problem. Hare Krishna didn't solve the sin problem. No one else solved our sin problem. Jesus had to go to the cross. Here's what 1 Timothy says. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. There is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Here's Hebrews 9. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. And so the Bible clearly tells us that Jesus Christ is the only way to God, that his blood is the only thing that pays for our sins so that we can now have a relationship with God. So what do you do about other people? The pluralism. This person over here is an atheist. This person over here is a Buddhist. This person over here is something else. What do you do about that? You have to have the understanding that the Bible is the truth, that what the Bible tells us is the truth. Only Jesus can pay for our sins and deal with our sin problem and mediate the relationship between us and God so that now, by grace, as a free gift, we can have a relationship with God. What about all of our friends and family members who don't believe that? They're on their way to hell. They're going to hell. And I'm going to talk next week. I'm going to talk in the next program about hell. And many people don't believe that hell is real, but it is real. And this is another heresy, an end times heresy in the church today. All roads lead to heaven and there is no hell. That would be convenient, but that is not what the Bible says. We really have to come to a point in the day that we live in. This is what my encouragement to you is today. You have to have a relationship with the Word of God that it is inspired and infallible. The Word of God to you has to be inspired and infallible. And if it's not, if you believe the Word of God is just, you know, some of it's true, some of it's not true, whatever, and my friend over here is a Muslim, and my friend over here is this, and they also have inspired books telling them how to live. No. If that's the way you believe, you really probably need to consider another religion, because Christianity is the wrong religion for you, because the claims of Christianity are exclusive. Jesus didn't say he was another prophet. He didn't say he was another good teacher. He said he was the Son of God. And he didn't say that he was another way to God. He said he was the only way to God. Make up your mind. Do you believe that Jesus is the only way to God? If you do, then you need to understand that and stand on that. Be loving to everybody. Be kind to everybody. Don't be rude or mean to anybody, but understand, Jesus is exclusively the only way to heaven. Everything else is a heresy. It's a heresy. It's a lie. 70% of born-again Christians believe that other religions can get you to heaven. Choose the easiest religion. That's what I'm saying to you. If you believe that, why would you choose Christianity? Choose the easiest religion you possibly can. And if other religions can get you to heaven, do you really respect God the Father? Would you really want to spend eternity with someone that cruel? If there were other ways to heaven, he made Jesus die on the cross. I'm saying to you, that Jesus Christ loves you, that he gave his life for you, that every single person, every person is welcome to receive Jesus Christ, to be forgiven of their sins, and to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Everyone's welcome. Jesus is exclusively the way. He's also inclusively the way. This is John 3. This is Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe in him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. God so loved the world, God so loves you, that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But whoever does not believe in him is condemned. He is condemned to hell because he didn't believe in the only way to God the Father, the only way to heaven. You know, this, if you want to be popular, you probably don't want to be a Christian. If you want an easy life with everybody liking you, you probably don't want to be a Christian. But I can say this, if your only concern is this life, that's short-sighted. Eternity awaits every single person. And eternity is hell, I'm talking about next time, and heaven. Heaven is exclusively for people who have made Jesus the Lord of their lives. And that's my encouragement to you now. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you haven't invited him into your heart, just say, Jesus, come into my heart. I invite you to be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Give me the gift of eternal life. I commit my life to you. That short, simple prayer can change your eternity. Make Jesus the Lord of your life and understand Jesus is not like anyone else. Christianity is not like any other religion. This is completely unique because only Jesus solved our sin problem. And God the Father is a wonderful, loving God who gave his Son to die for us because of his great love for us. And nothing makes him happier than a person getting saved, but nothing makes him sadder than a person who refuses his grace and ends up in hell. So I hope that this helps you today. Stand your ground and don't believe the lie of universalism. Stay tuned. We're going to go now to the subscriber portion of our program. I'm talking about Biden's nomination for this banking comptroller, a socialist. I'm going to be answering questions. I also have some good news, by the way, about what's happening in the school systems. In one particular school, some good things are happening as parents are standing up. And so if you're not a subscriber to endtimes.com, go to endtimes.com. It's $7 a month, $77 a year. We would love to have you be a part of this community and to constantly come back to you, educate you, and encourage you, and help you navigate these difficult times that we're living in. $7 a month, $77 a year. Go to endtimes.com and become a subscriber. Stay tuned. If you are a subscriber, there's more coming up.